Welcome back to JD's Book Analysis, episode number 2. In this episode, we will be talking about what happened between Okonkwo and the Earth Goddess during the ceremony for Ezidu's death. Okonkwo got news earlier that day about the death of Ezidu. Ezidu was a very respected man in his community, and he had accomplished many goals. He had three out of four titles that one man in his lifetime could ever get. That was very special in their village. This village had a very special ceremony for Ezidu, and during the ceremony, spirits would come and leave Ezidu's messages, and some spirits would start dancing around the body. Ezidu had one in particular spirit that came, which was the one-handed spirit. During the ceremony, the village men were shooting off guns and dancing around, until there were loud shouts and cries of horror coming from the center of the ceremony. Okonkwo's gun had just blown up, and many little pieces of iron flew off. One of those little pieces of iron that had flown off had hit and killed Ezidu's 16-year-old son. Because Okonkwo had killed one of his clansmen, he had consequences that he had to serve from the Earth Goddess. Okonkwo was to leave the village with his family by that very next morning. After Okonkwo and his family had left the village, a big group of men was sent by the Earth Goddess to burn down everything that Okonkwo had owned, including his hut, his barn, his crops, and other belongings that Okonkwo had or owned. This was justice for the Earth Goddess. I believe that they should not have destroyed all of Okonkwo's belongings and kicked him out of the village, because it was just a freak accident and Okonkwo really didn't mean to kill anyone. His gun had just exploded and he cannot help that. I think this punishment by the Earth Goddess is a little too harsh, and they should cut Okonkwo a little bit of slack, because it was all just an accident. Thank you for turning into my podcast on a Things Fall Apart, and be sure to check back in next week for another update.